听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, thanks for taking time out of your day to study English with Studio Classroom today. My name is Steve. There always seems to be a major sporting event going on somewhere in the world. Last summer we talked about the World Games and the Deaf Olympics. A month ago we covered the Winter Olympics, and now it's time to focus on the Winter Paralympics. This, too, is a huge sporting event involving skillful athletes from around the world, but who happen to have a physical or visual disability. I think it's about time to dive into the lesson, so please join us as we read, starting on page 30.
The 2010 Winter Paralympics. Athletes show remarkable skill during the 10th Winter Paralympics. Today, several hundred athletes from 40 countries gather in Vancouver, BC. Like the Olympic athletes that came in February, these athletes have trained intensely for this competition. In contrast to the Olympic athletes, these athletes are blind, can't walk, or have some other disability. The preparations. Vancouver was announced the host city of the Olympics and Paralympics in July 2003. Canada has done many things to prepare for the Games since then.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip, and thanks for joining us for this month's Olympic article. We're talking about the 2010 Winter Paralympics. Now, if you joined us for last month's Olympics article, you know that the regular Winter Olympics were last month in February. And this month, we have the Paralympics, also in Vancouver, Canada, and they start this week.
They actually start today, and throughout this article, we are going to be seeing that athletes show remarkable skill during this 10th Winter Paralympics. So as I mentioned, the Olympics, the Paralympics start today, and several athletes from 40 different countries will be gathering in Vancouver, British Columbia. Just as they did last month for the regular Olympics, today the Paralympics begins with athletes from over 40 different countries.
Right. Now, compared to the regular Winter Olympics, this sounds like a smaller event, but still very large. Several hundred athletes, 40 different countries. This is a big event.
It is a big event. And just like the Olympic athletes that came last month, these athletes that are coming today have also trained intensely for this competition. Now, that word intensely means it involves or it shows an extreme effort or extreme force. They have worked so hard to get ready for the Paralympics that they are now ready, and they are in Vancouver today to get ready to compete.
Okay, so our article goes on to say that in contrast to the Olympic athletes, these athletes are blind, can't walk, or have some other disability. Now, when a sentence begins with in contrast, you know that there is going to be some kind of comparison between two things that are different. So in this case, we're comparing the Olympic athletes with the Paralympic athletes. So what makes the Paralympic athletes special?
Well, in contrast to the Olympic athletes, the Paralympic athletes have disabilities. And a disability is an illness or an injury or a condition that makes it difficult for some people to do things in the way that other people do them. For example, your sentence talks about people who are blind. People who are blind cannot see, and that is a disability. Or people who cannot walk, they might have other ways of getting around. So all of the athletes who are coming from all over the world for the Paralympics this year have disabilities, and that's what makes them different from the athletes who came last month for the regular Winter Olympics.
Right, and our deck at the very beginning of our article says that athletes show remarkable skill in their playing in the Paralympics. And, you know, when we're talking about athletes with disabilities still competing at a very high level, we are talking about them using remarkable skills, or skills that are very impressive and unusually excellent.
And we're going to find out a little bit more about some of those skills later on in the article. Right now, let's look at our section entitled The Preparations. Let's figure out what had to be done in order to get Vancouver ready for the Paralympics. So it starts out by telling us that Vancouver was announced as the host city of the Olympics and Paralympics all the way back in July 2003. Now, Chip, if something is announced, what is happening?
Well, that means that it is publicly and clearly stated. Okay, so someone announced, or they told the public, that Vancouver will host the Olympics and the Paralympics. And this was announced or told to the public in July 2003.
And so by being a host, all that means is that Vancouver has agreed to be the place that provides the space for this very, very special event. So since July 2003, Canada has done many things to prepare or to get ready for the games. We're going to be learning a lot more about those in just a little while.
From last month's article, we saw that Vancouver, the city, was making a lot of preparations for all of these thousands of people to be coming into the city and increasing the population of Vancouver temporarily or for a little while. But here we're going to be talking about some promotion that's been done to help promote or announce the Paralympics and inform people about the Paralympics.
That's right. We will be learning about some promotion. And as Chip said, we learned last month that Vancouver has already done a great amount of work in getting ready for both the Olympics and the Paralympics. I know that they constructed many buildings and they did many things throughout their city to get it ready for the thousands of people that would be coming in. And you know, I would imagine that all of that work that went in before the February Olympics, it will still pay off for these March Paralympics, as they will probably be able to reuse a lot of the buildings and such for these games. Well, we'll learn more about the preparations after our break, but first, let's visit the chat room.
Excuse me, Ken.
Yes, Ashley?
Did you happen to see the owner of the red Toyota who parked outside in the handicapped parking space?
No, I didn't. Someone who is not handicapped has parked their car in the handicapped parking space? How do you know?
Well, another person complained about it to me. She said she saw the driver park there, and there was no handicap sticker in the car. I just can't believe these people. They're not physically challenged in any way, and yet they park their car in the handicap space.
Physically challenged? What does that mean?
I'm sorry, Ken. I'm just too upset right now. Let me get Doris. I'm sure she can explain it for you.
Oh, okay.
Physically challenged is what's called a politically correct term that refers to being handicapped or disabled physically, which many people consider too negative. However, politically correct terms are often seen as examples of overcorrection. Nowadays, disabled is most commonly acceptable term, even though in the case of parking spaces, the term handicapped parking is still widely used.
That's interesting. You know, today's Studio Classroom article mentions that the athletes to the Winter Paralympics are either blind, can't walk, or have some other disability. So we shouldn't call them handicapped, right?
That's right. Like Doris said, handicapped is used for parking spaces, but we shouldn't call someone handicapped. The adjective of disability is disabled, and that's the most widely accepted term.
About those politically correct terms, besides physically challenged, are there other similar adjectives?
Sure. There's also mentally challenged, which describes a person with a mental disability.
Oh, you mean a retarded person?
Oh, you shouldn't say that. It's impolite. It's a lot more acceptable to say mentally challenged. There's also visually challenged, and that's used to describe being blind.
Hey, isn't that the owner of the red Toyota over there?
Maybe. Let me go ask him what kind of vehicle he drives.
Okay, you do that. 在过去这二十年，美国社会流行使用 politically correct 的词汇，也就是政治正确。事实上，这些词汇跟政治并没有直接的关系，而是指对社会中不同族群或者团体必须要加以尊重，不能够因为某些人的种族、身体机能、性别、宗教的不同而产生偏见，而使用带有负面含义的语言。就像残障者以往都会用 handicap 这个字，但是 handicap 带有残废的含义，因此经过了政治正确的改正，就产生了 disable 这个字。但是有些时候也有矫枉过正的情形，有些人认为 disable 还是太负面，就呼吁大家要使用 physically challenged 肢体受挑战的来形容残障者。但是今天最被广泛接受的字还是 disabled。好，我们休息一下，马上回来。
Welcome back, everyone. The 2010 Winter Paralympics in Vancouver, Canada start today. The P-A-R-A prefix is a Greek preposition meaning alongside or beside. Very fitting, as the Paralympics begin just days after the Olympic Games closing ceremony. Friends, don't confuse the Paralympics with the Special Olympics. The Paralympics are for people with physical disabilities, while the Special Olympics are for people with mental, or as they say now, intellectual disabilities. Okay, let's get back and continue with the Olympic preparations on line 4.
The 2010 Winter Paralympics. Educational programs in Canadian schools were held in November 2009 during Paralympic School Week. Students fell in love with Sumi, the Paralympic mascot, on his school visits. The Canadian Paralympic Committee website, It's the Real Deal, features stories of athletes with disabilities. The Paralympic torch relay began on March 3rd in Ottawa, Canada. 600 people carried the specially designed torch on its 10-day journey. Today, that torch will light up the BC Place in Vancouver during the opening ceremony.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the 2010 Winter Paralympics, and specifically, we've been talking about how Canada has been busy preparing for these special games. One of the things that they've been doing is they've been traveling around to Canadian schools doing educational programs. So these would be programs that are done to educate children in schools.
That's right, and I know that this sounds like a lot of fun from the way the article describes it. The students fell in love with Sumi, and Sumi is the Paralympic mascot. And a mascot is a person or an animal or an object that represents some sort of a team or an organization. I think one that maybe you're familiar with would be the basketball team, the NBA team in the United States, known as the Chicago Bulls. The bull is their mascot. So for the Paralympics, Sumi is the mascot, and he went around to many different schools and visited children and educated them about the upcoming Paralympics.
And often, Chelsea, whenever you have a mascot, you have some kind of costume that the mascot wears. And actually, we have a picture in your magazine on page 30 of Sumi, the Paralympics mascot, and he's wearing his costume there. He looks like a very fun creature.
He looks very fun, and I think he's very cute, too. So I can see why the students fell in love with Sumi.
Right.
So the students learned all about the Paralympics by these visits of the mascot Sumi. And in addition to preparing the school children for the Paralympics, the Paralympic Committee also put out a website. And that website, It's the Real Deal, features stories of athletes with disabilities. Remember, all of these athletes are unique in the fact that they have a disability. They are still competing in a sport, but it's a bit different than what we're used to seeing. So there needed to be some education done throughout Vancouver and in the surrounding area so people would know what to expect.
And I would imagine that these stories that are talking about athletes with disabilities, I would imagine that these stories are pretty inspiring and motivating, and they might be very interesting for you to read.
Well, the next part is a part that I really like about all Olympics events. We are talking about the torch relay, the Paralympic torch relay, and we read that it began on March 3rd in Ottawa, Canada. Now let's back up and talk about exactly what a torch relay is. A torch relay is a part of any Olympics event, whether it's the Paralympics or the regular Olympics. First of all, a torch is a thick stick that burns at the end. It has fire on it. And with the Olympic torch, its flame lasts for a very, very long time.
Right. And usually torches are meant to bring light to a dark place. They're kind of an old way of bringing light into a room or an area. But here, there is one of the many symbols of the Olympics. Now, a torch relay, to understand what a relay is, you need to know that it's a race that is run by a team of people. So usually in a race, you have one person that runs the entire distance. But in a relay, you have multiple people running portions of that race, which adds up to the total distance.
And since it's a torch relay, as these people run, they are carrying the Paralympics torch in their hand and passing it off to the next person. And the flame is always lit on the torch the entire time. So you can imagine this race started on March 3rd, so it's been going on for several days now. It started in Ottawa, which is almost 4,000 kilometers away from Vancouver. People are running it all the way to Vancouver, and during the opening ceremonies, the last person who has the torch will light a flame at the ceremony, and it will go up and everybody will see it, and it's the start of the Paralympics.
Okay, and as in all relays, it's not just one person who ran these 4,000 miles or 4,000 kilometers, but actually our article says that 600 people carried the specially designed torch on its 10-day journey. Now, if it's specially designed, that means it's made for a special purpose. It's made for this specific purpose of running the Olympic torch relay.
Yes, I think being a part of this relay would be absolutely fascinating and exciting. And I know that all 600 people probably really enjoyed their role on this 10-day journey. Of course, as we said, none of them ran the entire 10 days, but their small portion is very important. Now, a journey is just the act of traveling from one place to another. So this journey went from Ottawa all the way to Vancouver, and it involves 600 people carrying the torch.
And today, that torch will light up in the BC Place in Vancouver during the opening ceremony. And those opening ceremonies of the Olympics and the Paralympics are always some spectacular events to watch. Well, that's all we have for today. We'll come back tomorrow and learn more about the Paralympics. But before we go, let's watch a skit.
Welcome to Vancouver. Today we are celebrating the 10th Winter Paralympics.
Excuse me, but we just had the Winter Olympics last month. Is this the same event?
No, it's not.
Did athletes come from all over the world?
Yes, several hundred athletes are gathered here from 40 countries.
Have they trained intensively for the competition?
Yes, they have.
Then how is this different from the Winter Olympics? I think it's the same.
In contrast, these athletes have disabilities.
Disabilities?
Yes, some are blind, some can't walk, some have other disabilities.
Ah, well, that's pretty special. Who are these athletes?
Look up, it's the Real Deal website.
The Real Deal.
Yes, it's the Canadian Paralympic Committee website.
Well, what will I find there?
Well, it features interesting stories of some of the athletes.
Well, that's great. I'd like to know more.
Oh, and don't miss the opening ceremony.
Why? What's happening?
Well, the torch will light up the place.
The torch?
That's right. 600 people carried it on its 10-day journey.
600 people? That's remarkable.
Yes.
Wow, it must be a very heavy torch.
Watch it on TV. You can see it for yourself.
Heavy and very bright. 600 people. Wow.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 intensively 这个副词。它的形容词 intensive 是指密集的或者是集中的，所以副词 intensively 是指密集的或者是强烈的。例如 ,our team worked intensively for the past week to meet the deadline. 我们的团队上星期集中火力工作，好在限期内交件。或者是 ,the city was bombed intensively and many were wounded. 这个城市被强烈的炮轰，许多人都受了伤。继续我们看的是 contrast 这个名词。contrast 是指相反或差别悬殊。例如There is a distinct contrast between the styles of the two directors. 这两位导演的风格有着相当明显的差异。课文中提到的 in contrast to something or someone 是指和某个对象相反或者是有明显的反差。例如 in contrast to her sister Laura, Vanessa is quite introverted. Vanessa 和她的姐姐 Laura 截然不同，她的个性非常的内向。最后我们看的是 disability 这个名词。D-I-S 这个字首是指没有 ,ability 是指能力，所以 disability 是指残障或者是残疾。例如 ,the boy suffers from a learning disability, 这个男孩有着学习上的障碍，或者是 ,the girl with multiple disabilities writes with a sound activated computer, 这患有多重障碍的女生用声控电脑来书写。And that's all for today's language tips. Goodbye and take care.
The 2010 Winter Paralympics. Athletes show remarkable skill during the 10th Winter Paralympics. Today, several hundred athletes from 40 countries gather in Vancouver, BC. Like the Olympic athletes that came in February,These athletes have trained intensely for this competition. In contrast to the Olympic athletes, these athletes are blind, can't walk, or have some other disability. The preparations. Vancouver was announced the host city of the Olympics and Paralympics in July 2003. Canada has done many things to prepare for the Games since then.Educational programs in Canadian schools were held in November 2009 during Paralympic School Week. Students fell in love with Sumi, the Paralympic mascot, on his school visits. The Canadian Paralympic Committee website, It's the Real Deal, features stories of athletes with disabilities. The Paralympic Torch Relay began on March 3rd in Ottawa, Canada.600 people carried this specially designed torch on its 10-day journey. Today, that torch will light up the BC Place in Vancouver during the opening ceremony.
The first official Paralympics were held in 1960, and while they've often been held in the same city as the Olympics, it wasn't until 2001 that a formal agreement was signed making an Olympic host city the automatic host of the Paralympics. This is very convenient. It's a great arrangement. Pretty much all the preparations needed for this huge event are already done. Friends, please come back tomorrow as we discuss the events of this winter's Paralympics Games. Right now, we have to say goodbye. So, as always, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.